Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech. Hello, Sama.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's August. We finally have summer here in the Netherlands. I'm really happy. And last Saturday was the Pride Parade. And
Oh,
in
nice.
Amsterdam, usually around the world, you do it walking. But no, in the Netherlands, we do the parade in the canal. You know, we just like
Oh, okay.
everyone in the boat happy dancing and going around. And at Yoast, we had amazing boat and we were watching everyone. And it was really amazing. We watched like 80 big boat going by. It was
Well,
really
that's
awesome.
awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome
I
there.
want to visit Amsterdam someday. That would be so fun.
You should, and you should do it in August and you could attend the
Yeah.
parade also.
We'll have to make plans for maybe next year. I don't know. We'll see. Be awesome.
Cross fingers.
Especially if I get to come see Yoast, like where you work and all of that, and meet people. That would be so fun.
That will be awesome. I will take you on a special tour in the Netherlands and special tour in the HQ. So
Sounds good to me. Oh, well, you came up with today's topic and I love it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be talking about today?
yeah, I'm going to say the title because the title trigger my brain and I watched the story live, but I'm going to say the title. The title of the story or what we're going to talk about today is Women Can Have High Testosterone That Doesn't Make Them Men or Transgender. The story is about the Olympics today. There's an Algerian boxer. His name is Imani Khalif. She became have the center of attention and people accusing her of not being a woman. What happened? She has a match with an Italian lady, and after 47 seconds, she's physically strong woman. She was able to win, and then they start saying that she's transgender. She's not a real woman.
Right.
This is not the first time happening. It's I think this is the second time happening with her, and also with another boxer, her from Taiwan. Her name is Lin Ye Tong. I hope I pronounced the name right. They had a lot of I don't want to say, but let's say it's bullying, because that's what's happening now. They are accusing her of not being women. Both of them were born as female, raised as girls, have always identified as women, and have always competed as women in boxing or championship. And now in the Olympics, it's having a lot of big deal about it, and I found it very ridiculous that we're coming to a woman. She was, I don't want to say she was born as a woman, she identifies as a woman, and she have all of the rights, everything that you have to start proving yourself. You have to show your certificate, your birth certificate, your identity, and I found it crazy. And also at the same time, it's really going a lot accusation for a lot of athletes. And I want to talk today, it's what are the common misconceptions about gender in sports, and how accusing someone of, because if they're really doing a good sport, then you must be a woman, you must be a man, or how we can dare to tell someone you are not this gender, you are other gender. I'm really happy that the IOC, when I mentioned the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has done well, amazing in this issue related to Imani. After Tokyo Olympics, we have a lot of this accusation, and I felt make me feel sad that people has to start defending, like, no, I'm a woman, I'm a real woman, like, and I felt sad because she, one of her comments, she said she's not that feeling beautiful, she doesn't look like a normal woman, but she's a woman, and that it's a very horrible feeling that you have to defend yourself. I go back to the IOC. They publish a framework on fairness, inclusion, and non-discrimination. And for the first time, a lot of people saying this is the first time the process includes athletes affected by these regulation and their experiences. I want to talk today. Why attacking women? Because I never thought any from the male athletes, first of all, they say he's really good at gymnastics. He must be a woman. He or he's doing something. He must be a woman. And at the same time, why does it matter? Like, if it's like the testosterone level to if someone say I identify as a woman to do a test to prove like, yeah, your testosterone is high, that you're not a woman. And at the same time, women can have high level of testosterone. What are you gonna do with non-binary? So is there a test some people want us to do? And I found it very crazy topic to talk about because you feel it like as if they call transgender women as something insulting. You're a transgender woman, but why? What's the issue? And I know we're still a little bit backwards in the sports because women competing, they were not accepting any transgender woman. The only woman by birth or identify as a woman or grow up as a woman, all of this has to be combination. And now also they do start doing a test for your DNA and your testosterone level, which I found it crazy. Yeah, that's it. What identify you as a
That's
woman
it.
and what?
You say that's it, like, oh, that's all. That's an easy thing. And it should be, right? It should be in a lot of ways. It's interesting. So when I woke up this morning, I don't remember. I scrolled my email, I scrolled the news. Like, I don't remember where I saw this, but like her family was even showing pictures of her as a child to show her in dresses and raised as a little girl because she's a girl, she's a woman, right? And so I remember when this first happened, like literally within minutes, it was all over Twitter. It was all over Facebook. And it follows on the opening ceremonies where they had the Feast of Dionysus, and everybody was like, that's the Last Supper, and you can't do that to God and to Jesus and all of these things. And it's crazy to me how immediately triggered some people are about these things. And I literally thought it was just in the US because I think we're crazy here, right? And I feel like I'm constantly like I'm the salmon swimming upstream against all the crazy right wingers in my country. So but this was international, and it wasn't just Americans that were saying anything about this. And furthermore, when she did compete in the Tokyo Olympics, she lost to a lot of women. Like she lost five or six different bouts, rounds. I'm not sure. I don't follow boxing. It's I don't like to watch people beat each other up, but it's a sport, and that's whatever. Anyway, there's already memes like that Mike Tyson wants to fight her and all of these other things. None of it is true. He didn't say that. Like it's this poor woman. Not only does she have to face this in the media and face this at the Olympics and walking around, but she has to go home to a place where being transgender is illegal. And not that she is, and I'm not saying that she's doing anything illegal, but now people in her own hometown might start doubting and hating, and who knows, right? Like there's potential for those things. And my heart breaks for her. It really does. I think that I would never want to be in that position where somebody is so accusatory of something in that way that really affects me at the core of my identity and who I am, right? So, like, I am assigned female at birth. I identify as a woman. I have produced offspring. Not that that makes you a woman, because it does not, but I'm just saying, like, all of these things that have cemented for me who I am, if somebody came to me and were like, well, you code too well, so you must be a man, like that would be the equivalent, right, in our world. And we have heard that as women in tech. First of all, nobody ever accuses me of coding too well because that is not my thing, but there are women who code incredibly well, and other men in the past, and maybe even today, have said things like that, like, where did you get this code from? And you must be lying. Somebody must be doing this for you. Like, women can't code this well. you're in the wrong industry. Like we've talked about misogyny before, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what's at the root of this as well. It's definitely a misogynistic thing, right? So, it's misogyny to accuse a woman of not being pretty enough. It's misogyny to accuse a woman of not being feminine enough. It's misogyny to say that she's too strong to be a woman. Like all of these things, it's crazy. She has elevated testosterone. Everybody has.
Yep.
We all have hormones within us. Every woman has testosterone. Every man has estrogen. It's just that usually there's a higher balance of one or the other, but that is not always the case because we are not perfect people, not turned out by machines. And that's to say everybody is perfect in their own way, 100%. So we won't be just carbon copies of each other. Absolutely not. Genetics plays a huge part in things. There's just so much. There's even studies that show that men that eat higher levels of soy end up with higher levels of estrogen. So,
Yeah.
like, and end up with gynecomastia, I think is what it's called, where they grow boobs,
Yeah.
those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Gynecomastia, I don't know what it's called. Anyway, we can look it up. But it just comes down to the fact that I have said over and over and over over the however many years we've had underrepresented in tech, we have to believe people first. And
Definitely.
when somebody tells you who they are, you believe them. Period. That's all there is to it.
The thing is, it makes me feel sad because when she finished the game, when she went start crying, it was not happy tears. It was more that she was sad because the way the boutique people were talking and they were screaming at her, and she her father she was screaming, "She's a female, she's a female, she's a woman," and that is really break her heart because I believe also it is really there's a mental impact on her. And also I was reading, it is why is judging athletes gender by testosterone level not the right way? It's a very complex issue. Testosterone can be, as you said, women and men. It can be high level up and down, and if you have high level testosterone, then your tissue and muscle, you have more muscles. But also, it doesn't mean if you have high level of testosterone, then you are a man. And also, a lot there's women as with female genitals, with they feel women, they grow up as women, and they have XY DNA. So all of genes, sorry, all of this is really combined. Really heavy things on her because, like, now you someone is questioning you in public and bullying you as a woman. And honestly, because you don't look pretty, you don't look like a woman, you don't look like have this feminine thing. And that is, I felt really sorry for her because, also, we're living in an age that she cannot shift and delete those things online. She has to live with it, she has to defend herself. And this is not the first time and the second. And sadly, I know we don't talk about politics, but also Trump was talking about her. Like, come on. Like, you know, everyone was talking about her. And you said the Twitter. For me, like the last 3 days in TikTok, a lot of videos making fun of her or whatever. I'm really happy. One news, I don't know if it's like news channel or radio, in Algeria, they were defending her that they make there was fun memes about her that she looks like a devil, that she's strong with the muscles and other person she's like a nice lady's boxing and she's scared, and I hated the way how they put her. And then immediately this Algerian again podcast news channel, they made her photo as an angel, like she's like something really good in Arabic culture, and I was really happy that they were really open mind. But I felt really sorry for her that she has and her family to prove that she's a girl, putting photos as you said online, and we don't have all of us to be beautiful, we don't have all of us to be size zero, we don't have all of us to look so feminine, and it's okay to have high level of testosterone.
Absolutely. And we say we don't talk about politics.
I
Yeah.
think people participate in politics, people aren't politics. So
Yeah.
this woman is not politics. She is not political. She is not something, she is not a pawn, she is not something that we should be arguing about. She should be lauded for her expertise and her the time and energy and training that she has done to get to where she is today. If you look at her records over the last Olympics to this Olympics, she has improved
Yeah.
amazingly, right? So, like, why then are we questioning it now? Why did we not question it when she was losing?
Yeah,
Right?
it's
So
yeah.
it's ridiculous, but people are not politics. Human rights are not politics. People politicize them, but they are. I am not a politic because I'm a woman. I am not a politic because I'm a disabled person. I am a human being first and foremost, and we need to remember that about every single person that we're talking about. And like I said, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them. Sometimes they show you horrible things about themselves. I believe that too, right? If you come to me and you tell me you are a horrible person, I'm going to believe that also. And that's not to say people don't lie. Of course, people lie and you find out who they really are later. But we have this character. Have you heard Pollyanna? This character, Pollyanna, who only tries to see the good in people. So it's a Disney thing. It's a book from way back when. And this girl, Pollyanna, just like she makes these old curmudgeons, they softens their hearts because she sees the good in people. I try to be that person and see the good in people and believe people when they tell me who they are until they prove otherwise, right? And
Yeah.
so please don't politicize women. Please don't politicize, any underrepresented person because we're not politics.
It is so crazy the world you have to start. We start defending our gender and you have to show evidence just because I hate, then the haters ha they always hate. They always hate people. And this comment, and I know this comment started flaming after she lost in front of the Italian. I'm not blaming her, but I blame the government, the right wing. They said something and they start accusing, no, she's not a woman, she's a man because she beat her in 47 seconds. And you're absolutely true when you said, like, when she was losing, no one said, like, okay, she has more muscles than a normal size woman, she's like this. Nobody talk about her high testosterone level and a lot of things. I found it very weird that we are in 2024, women accusing publicly they are not women, and we have to start showing our birth certificates, our photos, and people bully you online that then start talking about the way that you look, and they know you have to be transgender and you have to defend yourself as a transgender, but also now you have to defend yourself as a woman. It's like you cannot win in any single direction.
Yeah.
I found it, yeah. I hope the Olympic Committee, they did a really good job in replying. I'm really happy about it.
Same.
And I didn't watch the Olympic. I don't know if she won or something. I didn't watch it yesterday. Perhaps she won, like a gold something, you know?
I hope
Just
so. I hope she has something really nice to take away from it to like soften all the hatred as to go home with a medal would be a good thing, right? For sure. But
No, yeah, but it's funny because you see a lot of athletes, women, you can see their body, they have amazing muscles. And I always make fun with my husband. I always say, she has better shoulders than you. She has more she has more structure, arms and muscles. And he was looking at me, I should work out. But they really work out. It's not like they work out 1 hour a day. They spend all of their life working out, is eating specific food. They make sure their hormone levels, they don't take medication and all of this. Because if you have high level of testosterone and you take medication, that is gonna cause you a lot of also other issues, otherwise tiredness, hormones, when they go up and down, it's so crazy to your body. So yeah.
And any woman who's ever had a baby can tell you how crazy your hormones can be when they're disrupted by something else, right? So imagine if that wasn't even like medications and things like that that are just, I can only imagine how crazy it would be. It's just one of those things that we just let her be. Come on, man, just let her be.
Yeah.
For sure. When when I my when my gosh, this was a long time ago now. This is maybe 12 years ago. My youngest brother was 5 years old at the time, and they lived in Puerto Rico, and I was down there in the hot tub with them, right? So I'm in my bathing suit, and my little brother looked at my arm, and I'm a plus size person, so I got big arms, right? And he said, "Wow, you must be so strong." And I was like, "Oh, honey, it's a big difference between muscle and fat, but thank you." And I was thinking about that this week too. Like, you don't know some until you've lived in somebody else's, and we can't do that, right? We don't have the ability to swap brains and see what it's like to be somebody else. So we just have to lead with empathy and be good human beings.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, I maybe it's also when you grow older, I reach a level that I stop caring, because you get we as a woman, we get a lot of judge about how we look, about our weight. If you're too skinny, then you should eat more. If you're overweight, no, you cannot say you should lose weight. They told you should be healthier and skinnier in your face, you cannot, they told you like, and if you have a curly hair, all the time they give you this comment, someone, you have to straighten your hair all of the time. Who you are, that you find some people tell you to change yourself. And all of us, I don't want to say all of us, I will speak personally. When I'm in, I usually have very curly hair. They used to call me mop, or some men make fun of my hair that there's like spider net in it or whatever.
Oh my
And
gosh.
also, yeah, but when we were young, that can cause
It hurts.
self-confidence in you, and you start saying like, yeah, I want to change my hair to make it straight, I want to do this, I want to do that, and me, now I reach a level I don't care, this is me. If you like me, sometimes I have a bad hair day, sometimes good hair day, if I gain weight or not, I'm the one who is working, I'm paying for my own food, it's my health, please do not interfere. Yeah, but it's still find it difficult that if you're too pretty, you're seducing people, and if you're not looking feminine, that you have to prove that you're a woman. So
I
it's
gave up on that a long time ago too. Like, I am who I am. Like, I own makeup, but it's probably so expired I should throw it out because I never wear makeup. Like, I just don't care, right? There was a time in my life when I thought, before I became who I am today, when I was younger, like, there was such fear put in you that people would think you were gay if you didn't behave a certain way. And when I was a child in the 70s and 80s, that was like a death sentence, right? Because we weren't the community that we are today. And that's not to say that we're perfect, because we definitely, and we talked about this, we need to do better as a community. But like, oh, you don't wear makeup, you must be gay. Oh, you have really short hair, you must be gay. Like, those kinds of things were very prevalent when I was growing up. And so that was always planted in the back of my head that that's a negative thing. It's not. It's not. But I just grew up in a very sheltered area. And I don't even think my mother knew that those were the kinds of things that were being said by kids. And, because she might have said otherwise, of course. But those kinds of things are ingrained in us very early on so that we behave and look a certain way. And so when somebody like this boxer doesn't behave and look the certain way, then immediately people are like, oh, she's winning. There must be something wrong. There must be something. She must be hiding something. And that's a terrible, terrible way to behave around people, to immediately jump to those conclusions.
Absolutely, I
Absolutely.
agree with you. Just accept each other, respect each other's feeling, and I don't know why people, they don't put themselves, just imagine it for 30 seconds, your place, but like swap places. How would you make you feel? I do it all of the time, and I always like, I feel like, no, you cannot say this, you cannot do that, because if someone said it to me, it will hurt me, because she's a human being at the end. Now I'm scared, and now in the future we start telling, this is a human being and this is alien. I don't know what his name, there's an American swimmer, his name is Michael Phelps, if I'm
Michael Phelps, yep.
Phelps. He was really like swimming like a shark. They used to call him the shark, and they said genetically he has his lungs was bigger or something, that he could, he's really good fat and very fast swimmer.
And
Nobody.
his body doesn't create lactic acid as like half as much as everybody else, so he doesn't feel pain as quickly when he swims.
So we didn't say that, are you a man or you're alien? Nobody reached
Right.
nobody talked to him like that. No, you're alien. You need to prove that you're a human being with a
Yeah.
yeah, it was really crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a different set of rules for women and men since the beginning of time, and that's an unfortunate thing because it only holds back people who have great desires and amazing abilities to be able to affect their world in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the
So
things.
cheer for her. Cheer for Imani.
That's right. That's right. Congratulations, Imani. We're very happy for you. Absolutely. And we're behind you all the way. There's another story that's come out of the Olympics that I want to talk about next week, and that's has to do with mental health. And I think that that affects us in every walk of life, but in the tech field we see that as well. And so next week we're going to talk about Simone Biles and how she took a mental health break during an Olympics event for her own benefit and how that affected her and how the what people said about that and how we can help support one another through those kinds of things. So we'll see everybody next week on
Yeah,
Underrepresented in
that's it.
Tech. Bye.
See you everyone next
Bye.
week. Bye.
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 If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.